I'm going to read several poems with the idea that I like to play with different voices. We labor under the understanding that we're supposed to write with a recognizable and identifiable sort of brand name voice. And one of the things that rankles me about a lot of contemporary literary poetry is that that's what poets give you. You can recognize the poet by her voice or by her obsessions, neuroses, or politics, this kind of thing. And I like the idea that the poet is kind of a chronicler, is a consciousness that's at large and that drops in on various experiences and events and occurrences and reports them to us in poetry, always with an ear and a heart and an eye sometimes of giving us something new to think about or to remember. So that's the idea behind all of this. The first poem I'm going to read was commissioned. I'm going to read a couple of commissioned poems. As poet laureate, you are asked to write poems sometimes. And when I teach poetry, I don't let my students get off. They have assignments, and usually they moan and groan. And they say, "We don't get to write what we want to write." I said, "That's entirely correct. This is supposed to be creative writing." This was a poem commissioned by the De Young Museum, which opened anew after being closed for a number of years. I think the year was 2005, the first year of my appointment as poet laureate. And they actually commissioned six poets to write poems. They had a very lovely ceremony in their wonderful auditorium. Lawrence Ferlinghetti was one of the poets. Devorah Major, who was the poet laureate of San Francisco preceding Jack Hirschman. Robert Haas, and I forget the others. I was one of them. So, this is a poem about art, about the museum scene. Forgive my nasality, but I have a cold, which is what's prompting me to catch that 5:30 train and go home and crash. It opens with an epigraph, a quote from an Aboriginal painter of Western Australia, which I visited some years ago, the Perth Poetry Festival. Her name is Mary McLean, and she's very well known there. You have to see her to really get this quote, because she's, you know, she's pretty, very attractive, wild looking. She says, "And you know that Australia has a relationship to its Aboriginal artists that many of the art dealers in this country have, say the Navajo and other tribal painters. They pay these artists and their families enough money to live, you know, sort of nominally middle class while they're working. And they take their work and they sell it for millions of dollars. So it's exploitation all over again. Australia, Aboriginal art fetches millions in London, New York, and Mary McLean is one of the artists whose paintings fetch that kind of money. She says, "I used to paint dots, very neat ones. Not anymore. Wild woman now." She's hip to the art game. The poem is called "What You See Isn't All You Get." What you see isn't all you get. Night moves the sky of mind aside enough to let imagination gush in. Remember the last time you got quiet, then got high on Mayan, Nubian, African stuff, Grecian, Russian? Remember how the child you stepped through scenes without leaving a trace, your eye prints all that mattered? Your cave art part, the clearing ground? Soul cleans away debris so we can see and feel the heart shattered under a blanket of daylight come back to hunt us where we live. If you can touch Hatshepsut with an eye, then jump to John Brown just before he confronts us with his death, then you can lose the your, the my, you see as us alone. Most seeing is a mausoleum laid out with memory traces, fictions with no breath. Can death be more than just another mask? The Dogon of Mali, they've mastered the mysteries of Sirius B, a star astronomers stumbled on just recently. To log on in real time, turn up at the Art of Africa exhibit, not far from the pre- and post-amnesia of Americas, or New Guinea, Indonesia, Polynesia, Central Asia, Dreamtime, Australia. Wrap your spirit around sculpture the big you knows already by feel and by heart. Why nickel and dime your love-leaning, meaning-hungry, beauty-starved self? Bury the thought-smart you just long enough to stun and wow the being you, a living stream of light. Wade in the wealth of unfathomable years whose moments you can only know as now.